Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The president stands with ICE. I stand with ICE. We stand with all of our law enforcement officers.
Vice President J.D. Vance is defending the ICE officer who killed Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis on Wednesday, saying Good had attempted to run over officers with her car. But many, including the mayor, say Wiley Sherd's cell phone video directly contradicts that and shows Good was no threat. The death of a citizen during an immigration raid has sparked outrage and protests. Two people were hospitalized in Portland, Oregon after being shot by federal agents at an anti-ICE event. Officers were also confronted outside a Minnesota high school by students, who they tear-gassed. Initially, the FBI had said it would cooperate with local police on the case, but Thursday barred Minnesota state investigators from accessing the evidence. Reverend Susie Hayward of the Minneapolis Creekside United Church of Christ condemned the immigration raids and the killing of Good, which leaves three children without their mother.
We have always prided ourselves as a country in being a place that offers refuge to those escaping forms of violence. And in Minnesota especially, we are blessed by the incredible refugee and immigrant communities who have been here.
The U.S. Senate has delivered a stinging rebuke of President Donald Trump's military attack on Venezuela. Joining all Democrats, five Republicans supported legislation to force Trump to get congressional approval before further operations in the oil-rich country. That's a stark reversal from November, when a similar war powers vote about airstrikes on alleged drug boats failed, with only two in the GOP supporting it. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine calls the vote an important move to force foreign policy transparency on an administration that is discussing an invasion of Greenland.
None of us should want this president or any president taking our sons and daughters to war without notice, consultation, debate, and vote in Congress. This was a big win today for this principle that this needs to be taken out of the skiff and put before the American public.
Trump harshly criticized the five Republicans who voted with Kaine, calling them stupid and saying they should lose their seats. The House yesterday passed legislation to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits for 3 years. 17 Republicans joined Democrats to vote in favor, but it's unlikely to pass the Senate. Analysts say without the subsidies that expired at the end of the year, higher premiums will push many of the 24 million people with ACA insurance to drop their coverage. Justin Carter lives in Columbus and just aged out of his parents' plan. He says the premium increases forced him to cancel his health insurance, even though he really didn't want to.
You're always one injury away from having, you know, crippling medical debt or, you know, anything like that peering over your shoulder, which you don't want to have.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates a three-year extension would cost about $80 billion. Republican opponents of extending the subsidies call them too costly and argue for more anti-fraud measures and tighter income restrictions. I'm Zimon Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?